Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest on today's show is to give us an update on Southeast Senior Services, Hospice and Home Care of Juno, and the Safe Child Advocacy Center. I think I'll get it. Welcome, Catholic Community Service Executive Director Erin Walker-Tolis.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Can you say advocacy for me?
Advocacy.
Thank you.
That's what I do, man.
I'm glad you come often because Catholic Community Service does so much. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around all that you do.
Well, yeah, we do it. We do an awful lot. And we have a lot of programs, like in excess of 25 programs. We serve, 3,000 people a year. And we serve all of Southeast Alaska. And some folks don't realize some of the things we do. It's actually Catholic Community Service. So, yeah, it's an exciting job for me as well.
Okay. What's new right now?
Well, the big news is that we have moved. Our main offices have moved from the St. Anne's Center up on 6th Street. Now, we've been at the St. Anne's building since 1973 when we opened, and we have moved our main offices and Hospice and Home Care of Juno. We're now at the Bridge Adult Day Center at Mile 2. That's at 1803 Glacier Highway. So we've got the Bridge Adult Day Center is still there and providing awesome services. And then, of course, Hospice and Home Care of Juno, if you need to come to our offices, we've got a reception area and our staff are in the attic. And then as the executive director and our HR and our finance team, we're all downstairs in the basement. But don't be sad because I've got the most awesome view of that tugboat and Douglas Island. So it's all cool.
All right. Who might need to come see you?
It's often partners and donors are the folks that stop by because we do so much coordination with partners and funders that we need to talk with each other all the time. And I've been giving little mini tours to folks. But I want to remind folks that the Senior and Caregiver Resource Center that Southeast Senior Services runs for us is still at the St. Anne's building. And folks do drop by, seniors drop by and caregivers stop by. And reminder, caregivers is anybody who cares about a senior, even if it's just your neighbor down the street you're concerned about, let us know because we do outreach to make sure folks are okay and help them.
What would you say is your most utilized program?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be – I'm just going to say senior centers. We've got 11 senior centers, and it's the meals and rides and meals on wheels. And, of course, we operate Caravan in partnership with the city and borough of Juno. That's still happening, and the number's the same. So please don't forget to call if you need a ride anywhere, if you're a senior or if you have an ADA card. But, yeah, it's really about the meals and the rides. And that's what helps keep seniors independent for as long as possible and that quality of life, too.
And you're probably – looking for volunteers always?
We always are looking for volunteers. Volunteers both for our Meals on Wheels. All of our Meals on Wheels meals 5 days a week are delivered by volunteers here in Juno. It's a crazy, amazing way to support seniors who are homebound and also saves us a lot of money to keep that program going. And of course, hospice always needs volunteers too.
To get in touch with you, to become a volunteer, what's the best way?
Just call our main line, 463-6100, and just say, I want to volunteer for Meals on Wheels, Hospice. And, of course, we love to have people come and do activities at the Senior Center in Juno as well. There's
music.
A lot of great stuff. Music. I know there's a bridge club already going. Arts, anything. And also just informational stuff, that AARP will come in or the IRS will come in or, health folks will come in and talk about how to stay healthy as a senior.
I think being a volunteer for Meals on Wheels speaks for itself. If you want to volunteer for hospice and home care, how do you participate in that?
There are so many needs that folks have, whether it's sitting with someone and just spending time with them and talking with them while they rest or doing shopping for a family that's, got a lot going on. If someone's, in the last days of their life, shopping, we even have folks who offer legal help who've got like a legal background who help with powers of attorney. Basically, if you've got a special set of skills or just are a compassionate person, we can find a fit for you.
All right. Erin Walker-Tolis, is there anything else on your immediate radar that you'd like to share?
Just to let people know that Tai Chi for Seniors for Health starts on Monday. It's Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:30 at the Filipino Hall. And yes, there are slots available. So give us a call now because those usually fill up and we usually end up being pretty packed. So now's the time to sign up. It's an awesome, awesome class. I'm kind of jealous. 16 older for free.
Yeah, it looks like fun. Should we call 463-6100 for that as well?
Yeah, that's just the, you get into the main line and say, you know, hit the button for the Senior Caregiver Resource Center. I think it's 463-6147.
Okay. That's Erin Walker-Tolas, Executive Director of Catholic Community Service. Thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us an update.
Thanks so much.
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way.